Welcome to Expectant Faith Devotionals, a daily application of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. The age of the church, the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave to John to show his servants, things which must shortly take place. Revelation chapter 1, verse 1. In the book of Daniel in the Old Testament, we find where Daniel receives a revelation from God during the reign of Darius the Mede, who had been made king over the realm of the Chaldeans. Daniel was at that time in his service. It was then that Daniel, upon reading in the writings of Jeremiah the prophet, that 70 years would pass during which the people of Israel would be in exile in Babylon and Persia. It was there and then also that Daniel began to seek the Lord God of heaven concerning not only the present circumstance of the exile, but that which was to follow. Daniel set his face to seek God by prayer and fasting, sackcloth and ashes, not only to humble himself before God, but to plead the cause of God's people. His motive was primarily the honor and glory of the name of God, and the testimony of God in the world at that time. Daniel was a man who knew that God could not only be sought, but found. He knew that God was just and righteous, but also one of great mercies. He recognized that Israel's exile was because of their rebellion against God, and that all that had befallen them was the just result of their actions. However, in that righteous judgment of God flowed an ever-living, unchanging stream of mercy to the one or ones who would truly seek him in humility and faith. Such would be the man Daniel. Daniel was a man who was specific in his seeking God, both with the motivation of his search, but also with the desired certain objective. So his appeal to God after confessing the sins and iniquities of the people of Israel would be to seek God, to hear the prayer of your servant and his supplications. He then specifically, for the Lord's sake, sought God that he would cause his face to shine on his sanctuary, which was desolate. Much like the valley of dead, dry, lifeless bones where God brought Israel to behold, Daniel was faced with desolation, for there was no longer a temple in Jerusalem, and the city had been destroyed in great part. In Daniel's appeal, he again would specifically call upon God to forgive the sins and iniquities of the people with whom he identified himself. His appeal was urgent, specifically pleading with God to not delay to answer and work. Daniel's highest motive was again for the sake of his God, because the people and the city of Jerusalem were called by his name. The God of heaven, Daniel's God, of whom Daniel was his servant, heard Daniel's prayer. Even before he had finished, God sent an angel to him, declaring that his prayer had been answered. That which ensued, or resulted from the angel's coming, was the revelation of God to Daniel concerning things to come. The history of Israel would be laid out before Daniel concerning the coming of the Messiah and his death, or crucifixion over 400 years later. Even the history concerning the rebuilding of the city of Jerusalem and the second temple would be revealed. That which is most striking is the fact that the man Daniel, himself a captive in exile, could seek God for the revelation of his mercy in the midst of his righteous judgment in such a way as would affect the direction of a whole nation, and this for hundreds of years to come. The revelation primarily concerns the nation of Israel, but there is hidden in the prophecy of the revelation something so unique and powerful, which affects every born-again believer of this present day. We are living in the age of the church, the body of Christ. Now is the time to seek God earnestly. Dear Father, hear our prayer today. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks for listening to this broadcast. If you would like to read the text, listen to other devotionals, or comment on the message, please contact us at expectantfaith.com or at WhatsApp, +27 72 641-4475, sponsored by Expectant Faith Devotionals.